Hi, world. Thank you for tuning in to. I pray this is not the last time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is what was said. We have to stop harboring our life and living our lives off what was said about us, but instead know who we are and know whose we are. And in everything that we do in life, make sure that we do it in faith. We are to walk by faith, not by sight. And we know faith without works is dead. Jesus, in Matthew 16, 13 through 16, we see how Jesus is asked to prove himself by the Pharisees and Sadducees. Prove who you are. Show us who you are. Show your many signs and wonders. Basically trying to provoke Jesus. Basically trying to interject things in him to throw Jesus off his purpose. But Jesus stood on business, as the younger people are saying in this day and time. Jesus is standing on the purpose and the plan that he was birthed into this world for, and didn't give knowledge to the ignorance of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And Jesus even went on after that, to remind his followers to beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Because what happens when we consume yeast? It swells up inside of us. And the last thing you want is for the wrong words, other people's definitions of who you are, people defining you in their way, to swell up in you, and you don't know who you are and whose you are. So as you go forth today, no longer will you stay meditating on what was said by man, but you will stay meditating on what God said about you and concerning you. You will seek God for yourself and not consume the ignorance of the Pharisees and the Sadducees of this time. But you will consume the word of God. Go forth in faith, trusting God's word concerning your life. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of who's trying to interject that bad yeast in your body, that unbelieving yeast, that sinful yeast, that negative yeast, you will not consume it, but you will consume the word of God. Keep your mind on what God said and not what man has said or is saying concerning you. You are a heavenly citizen. You are man and woman, boy or girl of the Most High God. Thank you for tuning in to. I pray this is not the last time. I pray something was said that could be a help to you or even to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, be sure to select that subscribe button. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, thank you, thank you, thank you once again for life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you that the words that we consume will be what you said concerning us, Lord God. We know, Lord, there is no limit on what you will do for us, Lord God. All that you ask us to do is live a righteous life, Lord God. So we cancel the doors of negativity and oppressed words, Lord God, and feelings that comes to degrade us and who you have birthed us to be. We cancel it right now. We will not go forward, Lord God, meditating on what man has said about us, about what the Pharisees and Sadducees of this time has ignorantly said about us and ignorantly said about who you are, Lord God. But we will go forth leaning and depending on the word of God. We thank you for a new mind, Lord God, in you, Christ Jesus. New faith in you, Christ Jesus. Let everything we do be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, both now and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray, Father. Amen.